Yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Crusade Entertainment Presents
Mic Check.
I am your boy, Khalif.
And I am your girl, Jamise. I guess Khalif has nothing to say right now.
This is what happens when we don't have an outline.
I have scared. So, listeners, if you are listening, we used to have Friendly Fire. It is still available for streaming. But we are now rebranding ourselves to try to differentiate from
the other friendly fires that have magically come up in this realm.
You know, so everybody's podcasting, you know, Netflix, you can now watch people podcast. And I think that's something that we have thought about also recording ourselves as well. And to be honest, with that banger intro music, I'm just over here just vibing. I can see myself, my reflection. And I'm like, yeah, we should be recording ourselves on live video feed like YouTube. What you think, Khalif?
Well, I did think about that, and I've been working on trying to get all of that together. It's just I have to clean my desk.
it's a little disorganized, and we also need
it's not disorganized, it's organized for the master over here who runs the command center. I know where everything is.
Okay, I mean, it's fine. It's just, I think the background could use some organization. I guess what your desk area, I really should be saying, could use some more organization.
It needs some TLC up here.
I mean, there's just, the shelves are overflowing with abundance of your possessions, your riches.
You can go ahead and say it, my collectibles.
I mean, but that's what it means. If you have the disposable income for collect, that's riches, that's wealth, right?
It's not disposable. It's just disposed.
No, I don't. You know what I mean? Like money that isn't assigned to anything else. That's what I believe disposable income is.
Well, Khalif learns to sacrifice. I let go of some other things, like, you know, buying new shoes or clothes. Or I find a new way to get new shoes, but it doesn't cost the same way.
It's about taking care of your needs and being able to have money to like play with, you know. And then we should actually talk about, that's something that, you know, just topics going on in the world, you know, right now, cost of everything, right? Like, and then your girl Jamise did something like reckless. So for those of you who have followed me for a long time, you know, Khalif and I are both teachers, educators. And I quit my job. I quit my job in the middle of the school year. I just said, nope. And then we have the war in Iran happen, and all the prices for everything went up. And I was like, awesome. The best time to be voluntarily unemployed is when the economy is suffering and every dollar has to stretch as far as you possibly can squeeze it. So my timing isn't always the best. Sometimes you win. I win big sometimes, and sometimes I don't. So,
well, that's because it's easier to gamble when you have somebody in your corner.
I have a lot of people in my corner, actually.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, so it's easier to gamble.
I'm kind of spoiled for support, I suppose. It's really, you know, sometimes I always used to tell my students, you got to bet on yourself, right? So always. Sometimes you got to just go for it. And we see the most successful people, that's exactly what they do. They just go for it. And no, I did not have a plan for those people wondering. I was like, save myself. That was my plan. Save myself and spend some more time with my baby and my family.
Well, that's also something that we're going to talk about, because that's also kind of the biggest thing why we've been on hiatus. There have been a multitude of changes drastically in the past few years.
Oh, I mean, I mean, our whole life,
just two.
Yeah, our whole life is completely different than it was.
We have a new addition to the household. Y'all probably heard him squeaking on a few previous episodes, but now he's almost 2 years old. He's hanging out with his little homies. They call him the producer.
Yeah, of course, takes after his dad. No doubt.
So, so it's Khalif and Mies have been really, really busy juggling everything.
All right. And to be honest, it was harder to do it when I was working full time because my heart wasn't in it anymore. I just wanted to be mommy. You know, I just wanted to be mommy. I wanted to be a daughter, granddaughter, big sister. I did not want to be a teacher. You know, all in person I wanted to teach is my little guy. you know, and he's come a long way. Like, did they change and grow really fast? Like, that first year seems okay, they changed a lot, but the second year, they really, personality sets in, they're walking, they're talking, they have likes and dislikes, and you know, it's a totally, you can really see their learning taking place daily. So it's just amazing to see how much he's changed since just February when I started staying home, and this is now July 1st. So we're going to do another episode though, because this is a big, big weekend coming up for America. And I think we did one before. what was our most streamed episode on Friendly Fire? Something about America.
Oh, I think we're talking about that dude Khan talking about God Bless America or something like that.
I'll have to go back and take a look, but
I mean, y'all could tell us. I mean, when y'all get there, well, it's now called Mic Check at Crusade.net.
Right. You're listening to Mic Check, your same host, but we're on different vibe. We slightly adjusted our path, right? So this is the podcast where you're going to come and, you know, we're going to teach you about life. We're going to tell you the things that we know. We're going to tell you about what's going on in the world. We're going to give our points of view, because I thought about it. And even though, in the grand scheme of life, we're kind of, I guess, hitting middle age, right? So we have learned a whole lot, experienced a whole lot. And that's what we're here to do, is help you figure it out. Or if you just like to listen or follow along, agree or disagree with us, of course, you can always email us at
MicCheck@Crusade.net.
All right. And I'm going to get a TikTok started very soon. And I'll let you guys know what that TikTok is. I've been avoiding it, but I think there's,
you mean
no...
your own personal, or are you talking about one?
No,
for
Mic Check.
Well, I mean, Crusade Entertainment has
a TikTok. You tell me we don't have TikTok. Say you have TikTok. That's what you're
talking
about.
I mean, Khalif has TikTok.
Oh, so Crusade. My mistake, you guys. Crusade Entertainment has a TikTok. So we're going to be doing some cool things with Crusade Entertainment. Really growing our business. This is...
And the website is still crusade.net.
Yes. Yes. Because .com has been held hostage. And they want a ransom. A king's ransom for .com. So we're going to keep it on .net. We're gonna keep it like that, because we're not going to be held, you know.
Well, since we're having a conversation, I did want to bring this up.
Yes.
I thought this was actually quite interesting, because, or did you watch the movie with me?
Which movie?
Man, all right, people. Gen Z has been going crazy. Is it Gen Z, or what are they called now?
It is Gen Z. I think Gen Alpha is still a little bit young.
Well, I don't know. I ain't keeping up with this stuff. I'm just let y'all know. The kids that I teach, the 15 to 18
older
year
teens,
olds,
younger 20s.
These kids, they've been going nuts over this movie called Obsession.
So they're obsessed over Obsession.
Oh ho ho oh, ho ho ho! Yeah, and I'm just gonna say,
I have not seen it. I know I've seen enough of it. I think the first part, and I understand the concept of it.
Well, okay, so basic synopsis of the movie is that guy likes girl, kind of scared to share his feelings, ends up going to some, like, store where there's, like, this thing called a willow tree.
Like a magic store or witchcraft store?
Like, okay, so this guy, he has a friend who believes in crystals and good faith and all that good jazz.
Hey, don't knock it.
I'm not knocking it. I love crystals.
Your tone was, they believe in crystals.
Well, I'm just saying it because she's like, oh my God, I lost my crystal necklace.
And well, I think she dropped it down the sink.
Yeah, it fell, like, her chain broke and it slipped down the sink.
But she wasn't expecting him to replace it. She just said it while they were on a phone call.
But this is what I'm trying to say. This is like, Edward, I like to come to your house and watch you sleep.
For those of you who are younger and may not know, Khalif is referring to Edward, Twilight, the vampire in the series Twilight, the movies. This behavior,
Jesus,
from the movies.
This reference has gotten old.
It is very old.
My bad, people. You know, my students look at me in the same way. They'll be like,
it's okay. Everything that's old becomes new again. Just give it time.
Like body suits.
Oh boy. Okay, let's not get off task with 90s fashion coming back. Continue, please.
Well, the whole thing is, so her chain falls down, breaks, falls down the sink. She loses the
crystals were huge in the 90s too. But
Yeah. So the fact that she lost it in the middle of the night, he goes to one of them stores.
I don't think it was the middle of the night because it's open, so it's just a normal time.
I don't know. It looked like the
business hours.
It looked like the middle of the night. Well, he goes to the store, buys it, but he also sees like a stick says like the willow make a wish, and it's from a willow tree. So he buys it.
I get it. Wishing willow. Never thought put that those two together. Hey, you know.
Well, and the whole thing. So he makes a wish and then the obsession starts. And now I'm going to just leave it like that because I don't really want to spoil the rest of the movie. I mean, y'all should have seen it by now. But
maybe not. Maybe I don't know how old this movie is.
I've not heard about this.
Or if you would like to see it. It's just, it's not really my speed. It's not something that I only heard about it because, again, not only do I podcast, but I also listen to podcasts. And they mentioned movies that were getting this younger generation back into the movie theater. So they're actually paying and going to watch this film in the movies. Repeatedly, like they're seeing each time they go see it, they're seeing something new and they're talking about it all over TikTok and Instagram. So I said, well, let me go see, you know, what's the big deal.
And for me in school, my kids, some kids, you know, they go through their teenage angst and their crushes and unrequited loves.
Go through it. They in it. They haven't passed through it yet. They're currently
some of them sipping it like tea, you know, this tea too hot, this tea too cold.
I mean, they gotta have their relationship drama, you know.
I was a teenager and I definitely had my list.
Right? We just kept it going. And every show geared towards us was about relationship drama. So,
and the kids don't understand. It's funny because the kids don't understand why, like, when I do teach them and I make like relationship comparisons. Where it fits
the lesson. They understand it. I think it's a waste of time because I really never care about relationships that much. Maybe I'm an anomaly, but
it's because these kids, it drives it home.
Honey, you love talk about relationships. That's why everyone says we should talk about relationships on our podcast.
I don't want to end up like Megan Good and them, man.
Hey, you know, I don't know if they had a podcast. I don't know.
They wrote a book.
About relationships.
Yeah, they wrote a book about relationships and then all of a sudden they divorced.
Okay, well we'll talk the book then. I don't have to write the book. I'm living the book. That's what I said. Podcast is about, you know, letting people know answers to questions about life and how to get through life. So that's what we're here for.
And so the biggest thing about this movie was that what I did like about it, because it does capture this generation. Access without access.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, you like some, like, think about when I was growing up, right? There wasn't social media.
Right.
Back in the 1900s, as my kids always make jokes about.
They wish. Oh. Everyone's trying this summer to have a 90s summer, right?
No shit.
So it's all
I'm
the
saying
rage.
Vinyl records come back at the stores.
I mean, come on. The biggest movie is Michael, and that's not even 90s. They went back to the 80s for that one.
60s, 70s, and 80s.
Lord mercy. So, you know, nostalgia, it has its place. It's healthy. But what you're saying is that basically this guy has a lot of access to somebody who normally...
Through social media.
Right. So you think you know somebody, right?
You think you know him, but you don't know him because he also hangs with her, but he's obsessing over her social media. Like, he's in bed. And I know some of these kids, they're going through that, and they're, like, looking at somebody that they like, and they're scrolling through that person's Instagram.
Right. And you know how to mess somebody up is you go back and you like some of their really old posts, and that just like kind of freaks
people
out.
Look like you're stalking.
It's just really funny. It's a funny thing that actually I think my generation came up with.
Like, oh, I love that.
Just go back and heart some old stuff that...
They get worse. They're like, they know I'm on their page. Oh, I'm gooning. You're gooning.
Gooning. Mm-hmm. They have all kinds of terms.
So...
I like some of their terms.
Oh, I like the term gooning, but when I think of goon, I'm thinking like hockey, like you scoping out to take somebody out.
But interesting.
That's neither here nor there.
So, I think we're about to have an NHL team, though, in Houston. Speaking of hockey,
hoping that they bring back
quick
the
side there.
Well, I'm hoping that they bring back the Comets. I really want the WNBA back because I want to go to the game.
WNBA is the Women's National Basketball Association.
Yeah.
For those of you, NHL is the National Hockey League. But, I mean, I don't know. It's like Houston is a sports town. So I think we just have to have it all, to be honest. You have to have it all.
And so he has access without access. And then he takes her. He goes to see her. But then his cat dies. And then he goes to see her. And
he had a weird reaction to the cat death. Like, he seemed to be like, huh.
But then he was like, broken up about it. Boo-hooing and crying.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that part. I thought he was faking that. I thought he wasn't, like, really that upset. Because, I mean, I think you should be upset if your cat dies. Like,
you should be. So, you know, I mean,
it's not like it's a goldfish. No offense to people with goldfish, but it's like, you know, cats live years.
That opinion does not reflect any of the, what the hell is that saying? When people try to like put that disclaimer out.
Does not reflect the views of the corporation. That is just Jamisa's personal views about the relationship people have to goldfish versus cats.
Does not represent
Crusade Entertainment. Okay, fair enough. And I apologize. You very much love your goldfish. I just gotta let you know that their lifespan is very limited.
For any of the goldfish enthusiasts out there.
And I do apologize. There are fish that do live longer than goldfish. So if you really are attached, you might want to look into those other species.
And the biggest thing is that I really liked about this movie was capturing that whole, like, the way they're dating. And a lot of the stuff happens. He gets some really bad advice to try to get the girl to like him.
And then the movie started like that, it sounded like okay advice to me at first. Well,
you find out that it's his homeboy.
A negative point of view.
Well, you know, like, dudes, we always tell it like, oh, you want the chick to like you, you got to be mean to her so she knows that you like her. And I kept trying to figure out, because this is why I'm talking about this, because the kids were talking about this a lot, and I kept trying to
being mean advice to a girl that you like.
They're like, oh, they think like, oh, I think he's being mean to me, and I'm just like, no, I mean, he is, but don't take it for what.
But isn't that just basic, like when you're a little kid, like first grade, and the boy hits you, and it's like, oh, he did that because he likes you. And when you're a little girl, you're like, what the mess, like, that is the worst thing to do if that's you like abusive. Me But that's like something that's culturally acceptable, at least in the States, you know, that behavior. Oh, he just, well, I mean, it may be changing because we do have younger teachers now. They may say, oh, you know, keep your hands to yourself. Or what I always hear, kind hands.
Or like me, I say, keep your hands to yourself.
We always are telling our kids to keep their hands to themselves.
I've been saying that for years.
And they're old enough to know better. I'd be like, just sit on them. Just sit on your hands.
I
do not miss trying to behavior manage nearly adults who should have learned all this stuff when they were five.
I'm always trying to, like, I want to take those twist ties to, like, those heavy duty twist ties.
Oh, the zip ties.
Zip ties. And just, you know, start putting them on people.
To their desk.
And just, you know, like, no, put their hands together. They don't need to write. They just need to talk.
Right. Just sit there. I'll cut them off at the end of class.
But I repeat, that's just a joke by a Khalif Knight.
The point of view of Crusade Entertainment. We do not believe in zip tying children.
That is abusive, and we do not condone nor support that behavior.
Right. Of course not. Of course not. It's just sometimes I've had to be like, you guys need to take a timeout. You know,
but, I guess I don't want to go too in depth. With the movie, but it's just that the guy does something that really rubs me the wrong way. I mean,
he wishes the girl to be totally head over heels for him, right?
Well, he wished that she loves him.
I don't think he said love. We had to go back and take a look, because I'm pretty sure he didn't say love, but I think like to be completely head over, like all in for him. And she didn't really can't control her feelings. So that's really, I think that's, you're going to find that in synopsis for this movie if you look it up anyway. And also in the podcast, if you guys are looking for the article, it's from the New York Times. I'll give a little shout out to New York Times because I want to support journalism and journalistic integrity. So.
You're a nasty journalist. just disrespectful.
It's important to have some unbiased media. And so this is just interesting to me because I think what they said is that people see something new each time they see the movie and they're talking about it. It's having a lot of discussions about it. And I just feel like it is a good movie to start discussions about how do we
love,
how do we, but how in this day and age of social media, how do we make those connections, those real connections with people, and how do we get over those fears? So I know back in the day, and Khalif, you can probably attest to this, you know, guys are like, yeah, I'm going to be rejected, but I'm going to keep going out there. And it's a law of numbers, right? So I'm going to ask 25 different people for numbers and I'm going to get something, right? Just had to deal with rejection, you know. But then also on the other side, as a woman early dating, I started dating in the late 90s, right? Early 2000s. And just also being aware that sometimes guys get rejected a lot and just trying to be kind about it, you know, just kind of not just torching a dude. Like, now a guy can get really torched and you gotta be like, oh, dang, and the dude got burned.
He gets torched. They put it on social media. They record everything.
Yes. And so some parts of me, I feel, you know, I'm maybe Khalif, I don't know if you agree, but I feel sorry for the kids trying to date now. Like, I really feel
I had this conversation really once before, and I told the kids, I said, dating, I said, here's the problem with dating. It is exactly, I mean, the situation is the same. The tools you have is different. Mm-hmm. And that actually, and because the way you all like have to have proof. Oh, where's your picture? Where is this? You need everything recorded so you can believe it.
But it's also like evidence gathering too, because it helps. I think it helps and it hurts.
And I told the kids when I was their age, man, if I wrote a love letter and I got rejected, can I have it back?
Now that made me laugh so hard when you told me that. It's like, dang, you just didn't want to be out there, right?
I don't want people. I mean, I already got rejected. But nowadays,
somebody took a picture of it. They posted it. They've got like 100 people commenting on it. And maybe it goes viral. Like, it is.
It's terrible.
It's hard to put yourself out there. Now, even though it's already out there, to put yourself out there, I think is like hard. So for all you young people who are out there still dating younger than 30, I feel for you. I do. I really do. And hopefully
And that is not pity. That is really like,
I'm just acknowledging that it's hard. Your life is hard.
I'm so glad when the draft came, I got drafted. That's all I'm saying.
Right. I mean, it's good to not be still out there, because everybody wants somebody.
Everybody wants somebody sometime.
Now that's like our grandparents' generation, right? Everybody needs somebody. Yeah,
it's true.
Sorry, I do not have the singing voice that Khalif has. He is a professional singer. I just make a joyful noise.
She's lying.
And our little boy, he falls somewhere in the middle.
he's probably gonna be leaps and bounds he's gonna be leaps and bounds above
he definitely surpasses me. He can already mimic like tones, you know.
Oh, so because Khalif made a beat. I made this beat where sorry for all ADD kind of
are
like,
we finished talking about Obsession?
Oh, I didn't even give my opinion of the movie.
Okay, though. Go ahead, let's finish that and then we'll get on to the other thing.
All right, well, here's the thing, and I'm gonna just say this, I'm gonna wrap this up because I don't want to give the movie too much clout because they ain't paying me to talk about it. But
facts,
I did like the movie, and I love the fact like it asked the question, who is the real villain of the movie? I love that because it was just, I mean, you see it and you're like, you coward.
He does seem a little bit like a loser, let's be honest.
Oh, like, I'm just saying, I'm like,
there's
coward.
A reason why the girl isn't into you.
Yeah, and it just, dude, it's like, if you're going to shoot your shot, take it.
You got to really work on your personality more, you know?
And so I would tell you, I will recommend this movie. I mean, especially if it comes to streaming, I would say watch it. Really give it a go and probably give it a second watch because there's other things like everybody keeps talking about how it's different the second time you watch it. I'll probably watch it again because there are some things I definitely miss.
I'll try to watch it for the first time.
But and another movie I do want to mention that I just watched, Undertone. Don't waste your time. And I don't even want to go into why. I'm just going to tell you that it sounds awesome because you got these two people that podcast, but you got this woman who's locked in a house, who's trapped, like who's dealing with her. She's not trapped, but she's dealing with her deceased mother and some other things. And it just doesn't go anywhere for me.
Yeah, it's one of those. I don't know. I will tell the listeners that Khalif loves to try to find a good horror movie. I think it's almost impossible, in my opinion. That's why I don't like them. Ones.
It's just like you were getting all like, ooh, kind of scary. Ooh.
Well, because I thought it was going to go somewhere and then it didn't. So like, then I was like,
there's this one part where it was creeping me out. Like, she's doing her podcast and something is going on. She's freaking out. And all of a sudden you see something show up in the background and you're like, ooh, 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 run, Heffa, run. And then it's like, boom, nothing.
Okay, but this is also a thing because I don't know if you've ever felt this or someone, like if you're sitting alone in your home and you have your headphones on and it's like dark, like you put yourself kind of like in a weird
immersive
desensory kind of situation, and then stuff is going on around you, but you're unaware, but we, the audience, are watching. So it kind of puts you, like, I like a movie that tries to put you in that position, but also the problem was it didn't go anywhere. Like, it kept building, but to nothing. So I was really disappointed, and it made me upset, you know. Plus, I was trying to shield the baby from seeing anything that could be scary, you know, just in case. I didn't know where it was going, and he wouldn't go to sleep, so.
And he was like, no.
So we'll see. Are there any, I mean, before we switch topics, are there any horror movies you could recommend off the top of your dome?
Oh, well, I mean, those are the two recent ones I've watched. I haven't really, because it's been hard because, okay, I was requested to not try to watch any new zombie films, anything.
Not with
the... Hold up, when the baby's around.
That makes sense, right, listeners? I mean, come on.
I'm not saying that it doesn't. I was asked. So
zombies
I
are said, scary you know to what? Children.
I'm going. I mean, they scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Exactly.
But I'm going to say it like
he's
this.
He's a little guy. When he's a little older, dude. It's different.
Yeah, when he gets older.
Right now, he doesn't know the difference between reality and not real. You
I know?
Know.
So that's why it's hard. So when he goes to sleep, I'm like, ooh, put something on, this might look good, and then all of a sudden
he falls asleep.
And well, he's asleep.
No,
and then,
you fall asleep.
No. Not that I fall asleep. Then all of a sudden, like 30 minutes into the movie, he wakes up from his nap. I'm like, damn, can you give me an hour and a half, son? Jesus.
I think that's every parent.
Now can I just
get an hour and a half?
Now I gotta turn the movie off, and now I forgot where I was, and I don't want
to
go back.
You just got enough time to quickly feed your face. That's all you have
that's
the
it.
Chance to do.
I might as well just put him to sleep and go eat something.
So our solution is to get our kid to a babysitter so we can record podcasts. So this is what we're going to do. So next topic, where were you going with the
I was just saying I've been producing beats and right now, and I also have some new projects that I'm actually working on, which is it's taking some time because as I get older, the topics get more personal, I guess, and more direct. So it is harder. Not because it's just I'm angry. I mean, Khalif is angry as hell. I'm not even going to lie. But my
anger
is
targeted. At some, yeah, it's targeted. But aren't you also angry at some stuff like me that you just really don't have a lot of control over? So it makes you even more angry because at this age, I should be able to solve these things.
Well, it's not just that. It's just
that's how I feel.
I'm older. I have more control. And well, it's just that it's the NA, the Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept things I can't change.
Yes.
And that has been something my mom has used to hang in my room as a kid, and I used to read that prayer when I used to be scared to go to sleep. And it's like, I can't control the things that are around me, so I can just control that I'm going to go to bed, you know. So that has been something to me where it's like kind of like a mantra. So things that are out, I get angry by things that are out of, like when I was younger, young Khalif, gangster Khalif would be rapping about everything and just pissed off and just yelling. And now it's like kind of like years ago when a young girl was talking to, at the time, Hillary, a Secretary of State running for a senator. I don't remember which job she had, but she was Hillary Clinton. And she was like, I want to change people's feelings. It's like, well, people's feelings.
But, she went to end racism.
But by changing people's feelings.
No, she didn't say that part. She didn't say that part. I remember this. I mean, I'm going to misquote, but basically she was like, we need to end racism. And Hillary Clinton just said, you can't change how people feel. Because racism is a feeling, right?
Well, no, she was saying that, but she
But you can
saying,
change how people, you can change
systems. But
the young
girl was talking about feelings. And she said, and that's what
Hillary was telling her that racism is a feeling.
Well, no, the young girl was talking about racism, and then she talked about, but this is how
people
being feel.
Racist. Yeah, yeah.
And she said, well,
you can't change
how they feel.
No,
you can
can't.
Only change the system that
they
live in.
You can change the law.
Mm-hmm. You can change the law.
Right.
And to me, there are things that are happening that are now, it's like, based on people's feelings, that is affecting
the law. Yes. And that is what, and that we're going to go in,
this
into
is in
that
a future
more
show
in our July 4th podcast, because we do need to delve into that. Cause that's a really good point. We've been very feelings based in our society recently, and enough is enough. Grow up. Like, that's really where I'm at. You know, feelings are, you can feel your feelings, but these can't guide your life as an adult. You just cannot, as a toddler, absolutely, because you don't know how. You know, your parent has to teach you how to deal with those feelings. But as an adult, come on.
There's no co-regulation. You gotta
regulate yourself. You
and
know?
So when she said that, that was inspiration, like, not inspirational. I mean, it
but like
really,
an aha moment, like,
yeah, it was like, ooh, and this is something I've been putting in my music a lot, but it's just
as a young man,
I was always rapping about these things that affected me emotionally.
Right.
And
yeah,
now it's like, there are those same things. It's like, you can only control the world that you can only control the world that you live in. And that means your world, your day-to-day situations, the greater grand, I guess the greater system. It takes a lot more people to work with you to change those systems. So then it's like, you could talk about it, but you have to approach it with a plan. And that is the thing where it's harder to rap about. You could just rap about, oh, here's a problem. F this, F that. But
right.
What is, how are you solving it? And that is where Khalif now has been. This
so
is
you're
where,
trying to make sure you give like the answers, the
yeah,
solutions.
I'm not into just rabble rousing like fire.
But that's where I think a lot of social, I don't want to say social justice, but socially conscious rappers go to. You know, we've seen it with Killer Mike. We've seen it, of course, Nas got there when he was younger. But Tupac definitely was ahead of his time. I saw, like, they actually used some of his clips in a documentary I saw recently talking about these things. And I'm just like, you know, some people just mature a bit faster than others, you know.
Well, no, I mean, I was doing that when I was younger. It's just... now that I'm older, no. I'm just saying, like, now that I'm older, it's like the things that I want to talk about, like, for example, there's a beat that I made. Meese heard it and she likes it. And she was talking, I call it Uplift Me. But the whole story is about what if things could change, you know? And before, like, as I'm working to try to write these words, the whole concept is about changing some things that you may have missed out on, or hoping that you could, wishing that you can have more time, or this thing has gone differently. And that is the thing that now, like, inspires me to write.
I think it's normal at this stage in life to really be thinking about time and how we spend our time and how valuable it is, you know. And I think that's, you know, where we could kind of conclude today is just really want everyone out there to think about your time, and there's no amount of money you can put on that time, and we have no idea how much we have. So how should we best spend our time and our energy?
And the way that how all this comes back together when Khalif is making beats, his son is sitting in his lap while he's brainstorming and putting stuff together. Like when I'm at the keyboard practicing, he wants to be there banging away. When I'm at when I'm in the command center putting stuff together, like I made this new beat. Like I've had this idea since I started making beats. I said, what if I took, I'll just tell y'all because people have tried this already, took the Saw, Pink Soldier from Saw, not Saw, Pink Soldier from Squid Game and Saw and mixed them together. Not like a mashup, but really made like a beat behind it. Ooh, excuse me. And now because of this, I made this beat. And, you know, sometimes when you make it, you're hearing it and you're trying to like correct things and fix it. My son goes around. Now he like.
That's his little sound. That's his little. Yeah. So.
And I just die laughing from that. And to me, it's like. For me as a father now, it's like, this is the way I choose my time.
Right. This is the way I've chosen to spend my time. So, and also we're spending this time with you for this podcast because
we love you.
We love you. And this is valuable. And we hope to see you again, hear you again. You watch us hopefully in the future and we'll do some more interaction. So again, this has been an episode of Mic Drop brought
Mic
to
Drop.
You.
Jesus Christ, woman.
Why did I
this
say it too?
Mic Drop. This is Mic Check.
Oh, can we edit that?
No, I'm going to leave it in just for that.
I guess I thought that Okay, my bad. All right, here's, and I came up with the name too, which is do this all the time. Okay.
Okay, I'm
gonna
send this out.
Please.
Well, first and foremost, we want to thank you all for being here, being not an everydayer, but being with us every time we come back to connect with you all. You can always find us at the new email, miccheck@crusade.net, and at the website, crusade.net. And this has been Crusade Entertainment Presents Micheck. I am your boy, Khalif.
And I am your girl, Jamise. Take care until next time.